AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk returned to court as his attorneys seek to disqualify prosecutors in the case. An 18-year-old child of a deputy county attorney was at the September event in Orem, Utah, where Kirk was shot. Tyler Robinson is accused of killing Kirk. His attorney, Richard Novak, says that's a conflict of interest.
If I had found out that my child was at an incident where somebody was shot and killed, I would have an incredibly strong emotional reaction, even if they were safe.
Utah County Attorney Richard Gray says this is a last-minute request.
I just think this is ambush and another stalling tactic to delay these proceedings.
The defense also argues the rush to seek the death penalty against Robinson is evidence of strong emotional reactions, and the entire prosecutorial team should be disqualified. President Trump is backing off a bit from his threat to invoke the Insurrection Act to send troops to suppress immigration enforcement protests in Minnesota. The president said he doesn't think there's any reason right now to use it. Public Safety Director Bob Jacobson in Minnesota says they recognize and understand the grief and concern being felt in the city.
We also know that demonstrations include strong emotions, beliefs, and desires to be heard. And it is critical that those voices are expressed safely so that they can be heard.
A Liberian man is free after being shuttled in and out of custody in Minneapolis since his door was broken with a battering ram last weekend. A new review of studies found taking Tylenol during pregnancy doesn't increase the risk of autism, ADHD, or intellectual disabilities, adding to the growing body of research refuting claims made by the Trump administration. Stocks closed the day lower. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A group of German scientists tested the effects of a more acidic ocean on sharks' teeth.
And found that future generations of sharks could have weaker teeth because of the ocean's changing chemistry. German marine biologist Maximilian Baum.
Because CO2 in our atmosphere dissolves in seawater in carbonic exit, what we found out is that there are corrosion effects.
Sharks will go through thousands of teeth in a lifetime. Teeth are critical for allowing sharks to regulate populations of fish and marine mammals in the ocean. Nick Whitney at the New England Aquarium says sharks are survivors.
Have evolved and adapted to all kinds of changing conditions. So it's possible they could adapt to this.
Whitney says
the main impacts that this has on the ocean is it affects anything that's trying to build hard shells. So things like corals or snails or crustaceans really struggle with lower ocean pH.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium pre-packaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.